This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. The month of May was a trickster. One never knew what to expect from the weather in the trickster month of May. Breezy conditions, you know, sometimes still days. On other days, high winds, winds that blew dust and pollen into every exposed orifice of your body. Not a good day to walk around naked, I'll tell you what. I mean, it could rain or it could snow. Goodness, we never would know. Driving at dawn with a heater on and a jacket on and returning in the afternoon with air conditioning on and a t-shirt on. What month is this? Everyone asked. Well, one thing is for sure, that the crazy month of May is gone and summer has arrived. I don't think the heater of my old truck will be turned on for a while, and to that I say, yay! Hey, our little homestead near the banks, the Ojolote is abuzz with activity. Bees of many sorts visit flowering buckthorns and salvias and wild roses and woodbines. Oh, yeah, the woodbine. The woodbine is from cuttings I did from plants in the Chiricahua Mountains, so I call it Chiricahua woodbine. That's it. Is an unofficial name, as it is of my own making. It is Parthenocissus incerta. I like that specific epithet, incerta. It sounds like a car, doesn't it? I'm driving my Chevy Incerta to the grocery store. If the genus sounds familiar to me, of course it sounds familiar to me, but to you, it's the same as the eastern species, Parthenocissus quinquefolia Virginia creeper. Parthenos, Greek for virgin, Cissus, Greek for ivy. And somehow that genus came about. I think it's named after the state or colony of Virginia, which was named after the virgin queen, Queen Elizabeth. I think I'm on the right track there. I don't know. But so someone named this creepy, crawly, climbing grape-like vine after the state of Virginia, which was named after the virgin queen, Elizabeth the First. I do know that there are about 15 species of Parthenocissus found in North America, temperate Asia. And if you live in the uplands of southeastern Arizona and you want a creepy, crawly, climbing vine that attracts numerous insect pollinators and has berries that assures you of silky-tailed flycatchers, can you say Phainopepla, and foliage that turns crimson in the fall, then run! Don't walk! Drive your Chevy Incerta to your favorite nursery and get a Parthenocissus Incerta, a Chiricahua woodbine, or call it a Sky Island woodbine. Well, over the holiday weekend, Ms. Mesquite and I plotted a hike in the Chiricahua Mountains. We looked at a map, and we were also inspired by our good friends Jeremy and Trish, who said, you need to go up this one trail. And we decided to hike on a certain trail in the Chiricahua National Monument. The parking lot was just packed at our trailhead, but we saw no one on the trail for hours. And we traipsed through oaks and pines and cool shrubs galore. Oh, my wonderful woodland understory. And a forest understory means plants that are growing, you know, in shade, you know. So sometimes you'll see three-leaf sumac in the shade or raspberries. Poison ivy was in the shade. And I so love a plant called a Solomon's seal, Smilacina. If you could say it's Smilacina, that would sound like a pharmaceutical. Try my Smilacina. It doesn't matter because it has a new name. Anyway, Myanthemum racemosum. And let's see, there was this cool spreading dogbane with its small pink flowers, but I really love this evergreen ground cover I learned many years ago when we were camping in the Gila National Forest. Pachystema mercenides. That's its old name. Then it went to Pachystema, and now it's back to its old name again, Pachystema. Pachys for thick. Stima, stigma, now you know. Cool common names for this plant. Cool, very cool common names. Box leaf, Oregon boxwood. My favorite, mountain lover. 6,000 to 9,000 feet in elevation is where you're going to find us, in the mountains around you and me and on up to Canada. A very small range. Specific epithet, Mercenides, means from Greek, like myrtle. Anyway, What a hoot! What a hoot to wander a few miles on trails in the nearby mountains and refamiliarize myself with all these wonderful, wonderful plants in the Sky Islands. And listen, my friends, come monsoon, the Sky Islands are only going to get better. Oh, yeah. The Sky Islands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.